2GB Motor Talk with David Berthon. Brought to you by our oldest motoring club, the Royal Automobile Club of Australia.
Driving Nissan's iconic Z Sports Coupe today, the first Z car, the 240Z, launched in 1969, took the sports car world somewhat by storm. Over the years, though, the Z models grew in size and weight to mainly suit the American market, and in my opinion, they lost some of the original model's appeal. I've just driven the seventh generation Nissan Z, and yes, it's simply now known as the Z, the first new model in more than a decade, and the most powerful, featuring a 3-litre twin-turbo V6. The 6-speed manual and 9-speed automatic, the same price, around $81,000 drive away. I drove both, firstly the manual to a speaking engagement in Bathurst, and frankly, I couldn't wait to get out of it into the automatic. A fidgety car in manual with geared-up electronic throttle, making it very difficult to get a smooth getaway, and I wonder who would bother with a manual when the 9-speed auto is a gem with manual shift paddles for the same price. In some ways, though, this latest generation model, based on the previous 370Z platform, feels a little dated. Poorly insulated from road noise, especially on coarse chip surfaces, and no rear window cover, so your baggage is fully exposed. No complaints about engine performance, though. Nissan build great engines, and this twin-turbo V6 really jumps off the mark, I suspect helped by an advanced electronic throttle. 5 years, unlimited kilometre warranty. I'm David Berthon.